Well, moving on to our fourth story of the program, pro-Russians are tightening their grip on Ukraine's eastern regions. They take control of government buildings in yet another town. Officials say the anti-Kiev forces managed to take over the police headquarters in Horlivka weeks after blockading the building. Horlivka is located north of Donetsk, which is planning to hold a referendum on separation from Ukraine in the coming days. Pro-Kremlin protesters are now in control of more than a dozen towns and cities in eastern Ukraine. Calls for integration into neighboring Russia have become louder since Crimea separated from Ukraine and joined Russia following a referendum in mid-March. Radio host of Voice of Russia, Mr. Dmitry Babich, joins us now from the Russian capital, Moscow, to give us his take on the Ukraine unrest. Sir, tell us about what happened today in Horlivka and how this will affect the upcoming referendum scheduled for the eastern Ukrainian town.
Well, first, I would say that even if you look at the videos of these events, you will see that this is a real popular movement. You see old men, women, sometimes even children demonstrating and chanting these words, referendum. You probably have just seen it on your screens. So to call these people pro-Kremlin is absolutely wrong. This is the language that the Western media are trying to force on all the world, including Iran. Even the name of the place is wrong, because the majority of people in that region speak Russian, and in Russian the name of the place is Gorlovka. It's the Western media who try to sort of please the new authorities in Kyiv in every possible way. They call it the wrong name of Horlivka. And the biggest problem is that the West just refuses to recognize its mistake. Instead of urging the authorities in Kyiv to start a dialogue with people in the eastern Ukraine, people whom the Ukrainian nationalist press has been calling subhumans during the last few months. Instead of doing that, the Western governments are blaming Russia for everything. Could Russia transport, you know, as they say, bus in so many supporters that you can see on their screens just tens of thousands of people chanting these slogans? They could not all come from Russia, because right now the border between Russia and Ukraine is actually sealed by the Ukrainian authorities. They imposed a real fascist limitation on movements of persons. Russian males from 16 to 60 years of age cannot cross this border.
Mr. Babich, if the referendum takes place and let's say Horlivka votes for accession to Russia, will this snowball into something that Kyiv can no longer contain, or will Ukraine resort to other measures?
Well, the problem is that Ukraine is supposed to have this so-called presidential election in the end of May. And it's already clear that this vote, if it takes place, will not be legitimate, because a huge part of the country, the majority, actually the majority of the country, because the biggest regions population-wise, these are Donetsk, Lugansk, and Crimea, which are no longer controlled by Kyiv. So if these regions don't take part in the vote for the Ukrainian president, who will need this election? You know, the interim, so-called interim president of Ukraine, Alexander Turchinov, a neo-Nazi by his convictions, has been forced to recognize just recently that Ukrainian authorities, you know, his authorities, don't control the east of Ukraine. So he again pressed the police and the army to make sure that the vote takes place there. But people in places like Gorlovka, not Horlivka, they don't want to vote at these elections because their candidates, just recently, were beaten. They are not allowed to speak on nationwide television. If you look at the news, a candidate from the east of the country, Oleg Tsarev, has just taken off his candidacy because he was beaten by a mob in Kyiv, right on the streets. You can see it on the video, how terrible it was. And he was also not allowed to speak on Ukrainian national television. So this vote will not take place, and the country will not have a legitimate president. The people who seized power in Ukraine, in Kyiv, in February, they're indeed destroying the country. They're disintegrating the country by their actions. But instead of pressuring these people, Washington and the European Union, they blame everything on Russia.
Thank you very much. Radio host of Voice of Russia, Mr. Dmitry Babich, joining us from the Russian capital, Moscow.